In what you just said, let's talk a little bit about the dynamics of banning in the ultra-Orthodox community. And I'm going to say this as somebody who's an outsider to the Haredi world. Many of us do not understand one fundamental point. At the top of the signatories of the letter banning your book is Rev Al-Yashif. Now, if Rev Al-Yashif did not read the book, then why ban it? If he did read the book, why ban it? If he promised not to ban the second edition before speaking with you, and then broke that agreement, or if he relied on others on what you call distorted reports, as you say he did, then again, why ban it? And my question really is that for many of us, this does not seem like the actions of a gadol. Indeed, it seems very petty. It seems unbecoming to ban something that one has never read, that one never checks out. There's nobody I know who would do this. Forget about the Gadol Hador. A simple school teacher would not do this. I would not do this. Yet you have consistently defended or rationalized his behavior. Can you explain why?
First of all, the ban reads, it begins with the words, the ban begins with the words, I'm trying to find the translation of it exactly. It begins with the words, we heard from Talmidei Chachamim Ne'amanim, from trustworthy Talmidei Chachamim, that the book denigrates Gdolim and Aleim. In other words, Rav Yashif didn't say that he knows what the book says, he just says he relied on Talmidei Chachamim who are reliable, who told him that the book contains this and that. Now, therefore, the question is just, on whom does Rav Yashif rely that made such a mistake? So there is that problem. Now, I'll tell you, Rav Yashif is, I would say, the Gadol Hador when it comes to Pshat. All the halachic questions, all the difficult halachic questions, he come to his doorstep, and he gives his ruling. He's also a big political leader, because the Haredi world relies on his advice politically, because they know that his sole interest is to promote Torah life, which of course Rav Shach did before him, and he has taken over that mantle. Now, insofar as the Hashkafa, as the Weltanschauung that he promotes, I think we can differ with it. I know that Agudat Yisrael holds that the Das Torah, there's a term Das Torah, I think it's been already researched by the secular world. What is this? When did it come into being, this Das Torah? That the big Talmid Chacham can have the perfect Weltanschauung too. Insofar as that's concerned, I would say that since Rav Yashif relies on Talmidei Chachamim that are trustworthy in his eyes, and I do not consider them trustworthy. As a matter of fact, I would say they lied to him, and he believes them. I'll go into about the second edition, which was banned too. I'll go into that in a minute. That puts his evaluation of people under question by me. If he relied on these Talmidei Chachamim Ne'amanim who are not Ne'amanim, then he comes under question. But that doesn't mean that his political leadership or that his Pesach Halacha is questioned. It is not questioned by me at all. I consider him the Gadol Hador. Now, in the in the second edition, which was then, when he told me, he assured me that he would call me in. I told him, I've never met and spoken to him until my first book was banned. The first edition was banned. Several months later, I went to speak to him because I wanted to publish an improved edition. I wanted to get his approval of it. And that's the first time that I spoke to him. As a matter of fact, I had six meetings with Rabbi Yashiv about the question of publishing an improved edition over a period of 2 years. Now, all of this, my very first meeting with him, and my all the way through my last meeting with him, was recorded by me, and it's written in book form, but it's a book that I never published. I did publish a book about the ban, which is called Anatomy of a Ban. I'll show it to you also. It's called Anatomy of a Ban. It's about the ban, the story of the ban on the book Making of a Gadol. But this is only about the ban on the first edition, which I wrote before meeting Rabbi Yashiv. When I met with him, because I wanted to write an improved edition, I was trying to get his approval of it. So I tried to get his approval, and toward the end, the later meetings, I stressed with him that if I'm going to write an improved edition and people are going to come to complain about it, you should call me and I should sit there with you while these people are complaining, so that anything that they say will be in front of me and I'll be able to show how they're fooling him. So he said, I'm right in asking for that. But at the end, he didn't call me in when he banned the second edition. It was a big problem, and all over the internet, all over cyberspace, they asked the same question as you just asked, how do I justify Rabbi Yashiv? So I wrote a book about this. See, this that I wrote, The Anatomy of a Ban, which I did not sell to the public, but I did give it to people whom I trusted not to spread it around universally. It has now become part of a trilogy. In other words, the first part of Anatomy of a Ban, part A, is the story of the Ban of the first edition, before I met Rabbi Yashiv. The second part, part B, by the way, part A I call the Shochri, lying down. Part B, which I call the Kumi, rising up, is after my meetings with Rabbi Yashiv, at which time I expected that there will not be a ban on my improved edition, for the simple reason that no one wanted to sit with me in front of Rabbi Yashiv. Because after the second edition came out, the improved edition, after it came out, and it took many, many months for the new ban to come out, because no one dared come to Rabbi Yashiv, because Rabbi Yashiv would tell him, I'll come Rabbi Kamenetsky in too. And no one dared sit in front of me and confront me with his complaints about the book. It's a very, very interesting story that happened here. But at the end, Rabbi Yashiv did ban it because he decided that if people who weren't mixed into the first ban come along and complain about the book, he doesn't have to call me in. And by the time they found a couple of people who told him that they weren't involved in the first ban, and they read the second edition, which was false, which they were involved in the first ban, they simply lied to the Gadol Hador. They lied to him when he said they weren't involved, and then when he said they read the book, but he didn't call me in because he was assuming that I'll teach Shnayim Medin Yakum Davar. There are two witnesses, and they say, and he trusted them and he believed them, so he issued the second ban. In the second ban, he writes that I heard And he names the two people. I heard from this person and that person. He names Rabbi Don Segal and Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum. Rabbi Don Segal is one of the famous Mashgichim in Israel, and Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum sits in Brooklyn, the head of the city Kikiva. So I heard from these two that the new book is no different from the old book. In the first time, he said, I heard some trustworthy Talmidei Chachamim. In the second then, he wrote, I heard from these two people. Why did he name those two people? Because he was trying to say, I heard some people who weren't involved in the first then. But these two people were involved in the first then, and they simply lied to the Gdol Hador. I know I'm saying this publicly, and it's a very strong accusation, but this is exactly what happened. And that's the third part of the anatomy.